This is Nicole Murphy for Mic Check Radio. Today we have with us Colin Thomas Jensen, a policy advisor for the Enough Project. Today we are going to talk about the current but devastating situation in Somalia. Now, Somalia has dealt with 18 years of disorder, warlords, constant poverty, famine, and rising Islamic extremism. And usually when most Americans think about Somalia, they right away seem to think about Black Hawk Down, an incident that happened in 1993 when 18 U.S. servicemen were killed in the capital, Mogadishu, and some of their bodies dragged through the streets. So, with harsh memories like that, why do you think Americans should even care about the situation in Somalia now?
Well, that's a very good question, and it's understandable that for many Americans, the enduring image of Somalia are those images from 1993. But right now, Somalia is in the midst of an incredibly complex and incredibly dangerous crisis with implications for regional and for international security. So I think there's two big reasons why Americans should care about Somalia. One is simply the scale of the humanitarian crisis there. The United States has always been in the forefront of responding to large humanitarian crises around the world. In fact, that's what the U.S. was attempting to do back in 1993 and 1994. But the crisis there now even dwarfs what we saw back then. The scale of the displacement, over 800,000 people have been driven from their homes. The entire capital has been virtually leveled, and it was already largely destroyed, but the scale of destruction now after the 2 years of fighting in Mogadishu is much greater. And the indicators, the humanitarian indicators that people are going to be dealing with immense pressure in food security and nutrition over the coming months suggests that this is a crisis that's getting worse, and the U.S. is going to be critical to just keeping people alive over the coming several months. The other reason why we need to pay close attention to Somalia is that its statelessness and poverty and violence and the chaos that has enveloped the country is precisely the type of breeding ground for various transnational threats that affect both security in the region and our own security. And I think the two most prominent ones are, one, piracy, which has, of course, made the news a lot as Somali pirates have become increasingly brazen and have even taken ships containing hundreds of millions of dollars worth of oil and 33 Soviet-era tanks, but also terrorism. The U.S. Really stayed largely disengaged from Somalia until 1998, when the terrorist attacks on our embassies in East Africa emanated from Somalia. And that threat, the threat of a terrorist strike emanating from Somalia, is much greater now than it was back then.
And recently, how has the U.S. engaged with Somalia, and what effect do you feel U.S. policies have had on the situation?
Yeah, as I just said, the U.S. did after 1993, 1994, the Black Hawk Down incident, which incidentally cast a long shadow over the U.S. Potential for U.S. military intervention elsewhere in Africa, and I think Rwanda in particular. But after that event, the U.S. was largely disengaged, really only re-engaging when the threat of terrorism following the 1998 bombings in Nairobi and Tanzania was seen as acute and something we needed to be concerned with. For a long time, we dealt principally with that threat through cooperating with the Ethiopian government, our main ally in the region, and the Kenyan government as well, on sharing of intelligence, trying to track down the three suspects in those bombings inside the country. More recently, and really beginning in late 2005, early 2006, the U.S. launched a much more aggressive attempt to arrest these suspects by essentially playing this Cold War game of the enemy of my enemy is my friend. The U.S. armed a group of warlords. Incidentally, some of the warlords that had been responsible for downing U.S. helicopters back in the early 90s. And armed, provided money for those groups to buy arms to then seek out these suspects in Somalia. That led to a conflict in the capital, a conflict in which the Islamists, an Islamist courts movement came to power, and that's the movement that the U.S. has been seeking now to to marginalize for the past several years. U.S. intervention in Somalia, I think, has largely been counterproductive. We've essentially pursued a rather narrow counterterrorism agenda, but because of our reliance on military power over diplomacy and helping the Somalis to police themselves, we've ended up creating a situation where anti-Americanism and anti-Western sentiment is rife and a situation that we need to be very concerned with.
Okay, and in your recent paper that you wrote about Somalia, you offer some advice for the new Obama administration on how to approach his extremely complicated situation. What are some of the main points that you want policymakers to understand when it comes to the situation in Somalia?
Yeah, I think, you know, without getting too far into the weeds, because the paper itself is a pretty dense examination of U.S. policy, I think there's two really big picture ideas that we want people to come away with. Number one is that the principal objective of the United States ought to be to create the conditions within which Somalis can resolve their political differences. Too often, our intervention has been the cause for further conflict, either because we've taken sides, because we have not been a neutral actor, and that's often led to a situation where the international community has caused profoundly more harm than good. And I think the do no harm principle ought to be applied very carefully to Somalia as we think about moving forward. So first, understanding that Somalis have a capacity to sort things out, but they need to be given that chance and that space needs to be created. And I think the second big picture concept kind of stems from that, and that is that we do need to be very wary of our ability to affect change in Somalia and approach it with a sense of humility. Really, Somalia has resisted international intervention for the past several years, and international intervention has even been a catalyst for increasing conflict in the country and extremism. And so as our policymakers and as the new Obama administration is really crafting a new policy for Somalia, it ought to take a step back, examine the range of different options, and really approach the situation from the standpoint of providing opportunities for Somalis to work out their political differences, expanding the group of moderates that's seeking to take control of the country, while dealing with other pressures in the region that are creating a situation in Somalia that's spiraling out of control.
Okay, well, Colin, we thank you for being here. And I know in your paper you talk about, you know, some of the issues that the Bush administration had when dealing with Somalia. So we hope that the Obama administration takes what you talked about in your paper and, you know, turns things around and tries to work with the region. So, again, we'd like to thank you for coming. This has been Nicole Murphy for Mic Check Radio.